You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. Welcome to Fightful. It's May 10th, 2023. We are here for your AEW Dynamite review. If you've been hanging around Fightful today, you saw a FightfulSelect.com report with news on some of the returns tonight, but you saw a big one on a big announcement that is happening next week. We'll talk to you more about that. We'll try to get that $5 out of you for FightfulSelect.com. And a lot of stuff like that. Leave a thumbs up on this video. It really helps us with reach. If you want to do us a favor, leave us a nice Apple or iTunes, whatever the hell it's called, review. Even if you watch on video, that is greatly beneficial to us. You can donate Super Chats or Humper Chats to get your question or statement read on the air. Maybe there's a talking point that you want addressed or something you want to have a little bit more time spent on. You can do that at youtube.com/Fightful. You can also do that at humperchats.com. We've got Alex Pawlowski here. He hosts the NXT review here on Fightful. He also hosts the Sour Graps, SmackDown, and Raw review, as well as pay-per-view reviews over there. So it's more than just wrestling news you're getting for $5. Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good after that show.
It's good. It's good. I watched most of it from a car dealership, and it was fantastic.
Do I say Mazel Tov on a new addition to the family?
You do. Yes.
Fantastic. Good for you. Yes. I'm more excited for the near and distant future of AEW than I've been in a while. And it's not like I was down on them recently, but like this, with the developments backstage and what they're doing with these storylines, I'm over the moon. This is some really great stuff.
It is some really great stuff, and it looks like more great stuff is to come. Tony Khan appeared on AEW Dynamite tonight and said that there was going to be a big announcement next week and that he would be addressing that big announcement on AEW television. Well, FightfulSelect.com. I want to say that myself and Andrew Zarian of Mattman Radio have been reporting on this for quite some time. I want to give Andrew Zarian his due. He's done an incredible job with this, but we had a bunch on this on FightfulSelect.com today, and we talked about it on Listen, You Boy. It's AEW Collision, and it's going to be a really interesting addition for AEW, a big cash infusion, I'm told. Although, I don't know if I'm ready to go on and do the victory lap that some people are doing about the number that is rumored, because I think that's more extrapolated over that's probably what they would get under the event of an entirely new deal for all their shows. We have a lot more details on this than you're going to see anywhere at FightfulSelect.com. It's just $5 a month. And how about this? I'd posted that there is a proposal for a CM Punk return match. Oh, and I got the name that he's been pushing. I got the name, and some people are going to really like it. Can't imagine people not liking it, but FightfulSelect.com will have that on Thursday. But tonight, what we saw, Alex, was Miro and Thunder Rosa popping back up backstage. Mm-hmm. FightfulSelect.com reported tonight that those are directly tied to Collision because they are wanting to have a bit of a new infusion to the roster. But Alex, Fightful has a new infusion to the roster.
It's true.
As well, we revealed our AEW Collision post-show guys. Many of you are familiar with Rick Pitino. He does our radio here in the Cincinnati area. We are so happy to have him on board officially. We have Cresta, who has done our Impact post-show for over a year now. She has helped lead that with Joel. Then we've got Iridian, who just had a wonderful appearance on Day After Dynamite and got the endorsement of an AEW higher up named Will Washington. Alex,
seems a little hinky. Seems little corruption there. Little
looks maybe, like she's already in the bag for AEW. She's already in the
tank, man. How can we trust the objectivity of Fightful.com?
Exactly. I want to thank everybody. Like, we had a lot of people who reached out. I had some people that, you know, were that seemed a little frustrated that we didn't select certain people. And I was like, well, you know what? If they reached out, they were considered. But what I'm not going to do is volunteer anybody to work on a Saturday night. But I will be appearing on that show here and there as an insider. I will be doing that on several shows moving forward whenever I do have a little bit of time. I've done that a few times on Alex and Kate's show whenever applicable. Mm-hmm. So I will be popping up on there. I will likely do the first episode, but I am so happy to expand our team. It's been a long time since we've added new people to the Fightful team, and I'm very, very happy to do that. You guys are really, really going to like that. But leave a thumbs up right here. Get those super chats. Get those humper chats in. I'm trying to run around here and fix my lights every so often, but we got some super chats and humper chats. Scooter the Gamer says, neighbor died today. Prayers and love to his widow. That is horrible. And also Jambeard says, RIP to the Enforcer. Thoughts go out to the Going In Raw boys and Stevie's family in this dark time for them. And Lupongi Vice says, sending all the love to my friendos in the Going In Raw family. We lost our Enforcer today. The world lost a great person inside and outside of the wrestling sphere. His positivity and warmth will never be matched. We all love and miss you already. I had very limited interactions with Stevie, but they were all positive, all wonderful. Nothing but good things to say about him. I've got nothing but good things to say about Steve Larson and the company that they keep in general. They have cultivated an audience that I am always happy to enjoy myself. So it says a lot about them that's the kind of company that they keep, and you see it with the outpouring of love for the Enforcer. So sending our love to the friends and family, and of course those that do watch Going In Raw. Meet Normus loves you, can't be here, but happy Humper Day. And we got Mitchell saying, just a fun question: who do you think AEW's first mainstream crossover star will be? Not just appearing in a show or movie, but I'm talking rock level. Alex, who are you thinking?
Oh my God. The obvious answer for me is MJF. I know he's already taken meetings, but like, he seems tailor-made to play certain smarmy business type dudes. Like, if you got like a third friend in a movie who's like a stockbroker, like MJF plays that dude every time. Like, I feel like there's a lot of stuff. I'm not sure I'm like rock level, but we'll see. I just don't know if there's that guy out there I see, or girl that I see out there right now, who's ready to make that kind of leap.
I would love it if he actually played baby faces in movies. If he just translated really well to movies and he played a good guy really well.
Yeah, good guys all the time.
I should probably break some news about MJF and some roles, some associated roles. Maybe I'll do that on FightfulSelect.com sooner than later. I guess we'll see. I'm trying to find our super chat form. But anyway, we got a lot of stuff going on here. AEW Dynamite, I thought they did a great job tonight. I thought that they did a good job capitalizing off of the buzz in which they have sort of created. And Alex, we knew that they had to come with something big. This summer, with the plans that they have between Double or Nothing, between Forbidden Door, all that stuff, you had to come with something major. And I think that they've kicked off May with a very good start, I think.
Oh, absolutely. And they need to. They got Double or Nothing is really close. Like, it's, there's like two Dynamites between now and then. And that's as big a show for them as any on a regular calendar year. All In obviously changes the game entirely, but like, it's All Out and it's Double or Nothing. I think everyone would agree that Revolution and Full Gear are on a lower tier than Double or Nothing and All Out. And you've got 2 weeks to build that card. From what I've heard, like, the tickets for Double or Nothing are not moving great. So you got a couple of weeks to put together, and I know they will do this, put together a card that is going to get people really excited for Double or Nothing. And I think it's going to be a really good show.
So Josh says, since you didn't answer me and listen to you, boy, I'll ask again. Do you think they should move Double or Nothing out of Las Vegas since tickets are moving slowly? So tickets, as of 3 days ago, they had sold 6,800 tickets. They had 3,000 available. There are, 3 weeks left for this. So there's time to move tickets. But to me, the answer is absolutely yes. They should move it out of Las Vegas. And they should move it the hell out of a holiday weekend. I don't know why they still do this. It is expensive. It is busy. I had a great time at Double or Nothing the first year. But Las Vegas in May on the holiday was absolutely miserable to navigate. Yeah. It was so busy. Hotel rooms were so expensive. Flights were so expensive. Go somewhere else. Vegas has had their fill. They don't need it. Why is everybody going to Vegas now? All these teams. What? Get the hell out of there.
Yeah, they like gambling. I mean, I don't know. Maybe 1 year try it in Atlantic City. I like the gambling motif of being in Vegas.
Hey, try Aberdeen, Ohio. They've got one of those little backroom gambling situations there. Go to Lawrenceburg, Indiana, where the casino boat used to be. Just don't make me go to Vegas again.
They're building a Hard Rock casino hotel in Rockford, Illinois. Do one there.
As long as it ain't Vegas. Christian Hernandez very wrongly posts Justin Fields is greater than Joe Burrow. At what? Throwing picks? Great conversation there. Ricardo says Will's fingerprints all over the show. Nice. Well, I don't know about that. Hopefully I can find out. He ain't going to tell me.
He's not allowed to. Contractually barred from telling you.
But he's been at work a week. So
yeah.
Coy says best episode of TV wrestling of any show this year, of any company this year. Thank you, Will Washington. That is all. I am happy to give him credit no matter what.
Yeah, sure. If he gets the blame for stuff, he's all got to take all the credit.
Jambeard says 2 weeks on the job and Will brings back Sheeta, Miro, Rosa, and causes Don to finally split from Omega. What a run for the man so far with two W's. It's so funny that Will was a big part of us bringing an award show to Fightful because I just wanted to do it. Like, I looked at it and I said, other people do it. Why the hell can't we do it and do it just as well and get talent involved? And now, Will, if AEW wins best booker, you better believe he's going to politic to accept that award on Tony's behalf.
Yeah.
Vicky says, hi, Sean. Rosa getting a title shot since she had to vacate. Locker room unhappy, perhaps. Inquiring minds want to know. I'll be finding out a little bit more about this. I know that she did at least make some apology backstage. I just don't know. I don't necessarily know how it was received because I don't know that there was a lot of interaction after that.
Yeah. I will say, I'm going to go ahead and say a good 40% of this first season of AEW All Access is just about how much everybody hates Thunder Rosa. So it was an interesting thing. Like, if that's what you watch, people are like, I hope nobody's mad that she's back is what people might feel.
Yeah. And yeah, I've got a lot of personal respect for Thunder Rosa for how she came up, the work that she put in. First off, immigrating to the United States in the period of time that she did, which was, you know, very, very tumultuous for a lot of people with her background. And I understand why sometimes she would have her guard up, especially when you have the type of match that she had against Eva Lys and things broke down in the manner that it did. But you have to adjust things after that. You can't just ride on that assumption. Like, these people aren't going to stiff you in the ring. You don't have to protect yourself against pros like Jamie Hayter or Britt Baker. So I just hope that all this can come full circle. And I mean, I'm a little interested in seeing Britt and Rosa wrestle again, because now I'm like, okay, well, maybe they wouldn't have stiffed you, but
maybe.
Aaron says, no, Alex, not Rockford. Rockford is butt. Listen.
Oh, Rockford is definitely butt. I just know that they're building a Hard Rock casino there. So that's why.
Hey, guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Sure. Jambeard says, come to West Coast Canada. A city like Vancouver is starved for a big wrestling show. A promotion, new shows. They love wrestling out here. Man, it seemed like Vancouver was like 20 years ahead of itself, right?
Yeah, it did.
Like they had the Grizzlies before, and now Now Vancouver would be ahead of Kentucky for an expansion team. 20 years ago, right. It looked like Kentucky would get an NBA team,
right?
But like now, you got Hollywood, Canada up there, and it's a destination now.
Yeah.
Random question: has AEW reached out to Tama Tonga at all, or just WWE with interest so far? Well, I haven't heard WWE having interest in recent months because of that hiring freeze. I don't know if AEW has reached out, but Rocky Romero works there. He works at both places. So, I mean, I'm sure I put him in a bit of an unusual position, so to speak, but I think that also he's probably going to be one of those guys that's going to be like, I'm going to wait and see how this works out. I'm still getting paid by New Japan.
Yeah.
Alexander Fitzgerald says, assuming Miro, Rosa, and possibly Andrade could be on Collision, what would you like to see on Collision that would benefit getting more airtime? Who, rather? Keith Lee and Swerves are guys that I can think of. So I think and hope that we are about to see a lot of stuff change with AEW, Alex. Mm-hmm. And that being that we've got a big show being announced next week. And Josh says, why didn't TK just announce it tonight? I hate announcing the announcement. Hey, buddy, he can't.
Yeah.
Contractually, he can't.
Yes.
But I think we're going to see a situation where we're not going to be saying, hey, why didn't Keith Lee and Swerve have that match months ago? I think we're going to start to see more of these matches on Collision, on Dynamite. Rampage, to the best of my understanding, it was always supposed to be like Sunday Night Heat for Tony Khan. But however, when you debut CM Punk there,
right,
you send mixed messages, right?
You do. You do.
So I think we're going to see more of these matches happen when they should happen, as opposed to months and months and months after they should have happened.
Right. I think that there's just so much more time to get stuff done with an extra 2-hour show that you treat as important as Dynamite. And I like the idea of Rampage being a Sunday Night Heat thing where, like, you could do lower tier stories. You know, like basically anybody, you could have a feud that takes place entirely on Rampage. And if you don't watch Rampage, that's fine. But if you do, hey, here's this storyline that keeps coming back for a month to watch these guys wrestle and feud. I think there's a cool thing you can do there that will allow for everybody to get on TV. If you're not working a prime feud on Dynamite or Collision, maybe you got something you could do for a month, 6 weeks on Rampage.
Yeah, and I'm hopeful, even though I haven't been given the indication that pay-per-views will go on Max. One, it is by far a good thing if pay-per-views go on Max.
Right.
Because I can't tell you how many live event notes I've seen where WWE is like, oh, the most watched Rumble ever, most watched Mania ever. Yep. That's because it's on Peacock. Because a lot of people that have Peacock to watch those other shows can now watch this. And there are a whole lot of people that watch Euphoria and Succession and Peacemaker that you want to discover AEW and vice versa even. And I think that having those on all-encompassing on WBD is probably a good move. Phil Wyatt says, any update on numbers on all-in tickets? 60,000 was the last note. I have not heard of an update so far. Bizarro Big L says, this day, Miro, Rosa, the punk mentioned from MJF, banger matches, the house being beast, Julia is great, love Brody Senton, I feel like Christian was pushing Brock, all I need is tickets to AEW Boston and Nick Wayne's debut in July, maybe JJ Watt to Pittsburgh, that sounds horrible, but I'll tell you what wasn't horrible, Claudio defeating Rey Fénix. I was, again, sitting in a car dealership trying to contain myself over this one, especially when there's a suicide dive that is caught by a press slam, Alex. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I ain't much for the calling play-by-play on match reviews, but that was a hell of a spot. This is one of those things where Claudio is not going to do a lot of the same things that Rey Fénix does, but you know that he's capable of doing a lot of the same things that Rey Fénix does, if he so chose. But Rey Fénix was such a great opponent for Claudio here. They have fantastic chemistry. This is the type of match, Alex, where they just randomly, if they announced it for like, hey, this is going to be on Double or Nothing, I would have been like, hell yeah, mm-hmm. that makes mm-hmm. sense. Give me that. This was phenomenal.
This was great. Also, it's one of those things where anytime I'm watching an absolute banger like this, featuring one of my favorite dudes from the first season of Lucha Underground, remembering 2014, 2015 and thinking, man, if only these guys could have these style of matches with my favorite guys who I know are great workers on WWE, but who feel like they're being handcuffed. And one of the guys that a friend of mine and I had a conversation about was like Cesaro. Can you imagine Cesaro working some of these dudes? Man, that'd be amazing. And the fact that that's like a reality now, and we just like, oh yeah, you know, Claudio versus Fénix, that should be a pretty good match. And it's like, it's a thing that I was fantasizing about, that wouldn't it be great if this could happen someday? And it is. And this was so good. Everything I wanted it to be. Fénix got in some really good, really great offense. Claudio is, amazing. All the counters, everything. And I just love, I love the what's it called? The double jeopardy concept.
Yes.
Of you've got a title, I've got a title. Let's wrestle. And the winner of this gets a shot at the other person's title. I like that. I think that's a really smart way. A little extra stakes sprinkled in is always a good thing.
This was just phenomenal. What this is some, one of the things I love when AEW starts with an absolute banger of a match they haven't seen 100 times. That's what this was. We saw the Four Pillars video packages. As highlighted, MJF brought up, like made mention of Punk. We saw a little bit about each one. I like when they do this because then it doesn't overwhelm the show and it buys them a week of build as well. And it does give you a little bit of background. These people don't need to be on every show. Now, granted, once Collision starts, I get the feeling we might see a little less of this and we might see more people pop up between the two shows, but that's a good thing because guess what we don't need? Jarrett and Lethal on every show. So we're going to start to see this adjust a little bit more, I think. But I love the Four Pillars video packages, and they spaced them almost evenly throughout the show. That way you're constantly reminded, oh, yeah, this is the main event. This is the main event. This is the main event, and this is the main event. I thought that was a really good call.
Spacing the four packages apart was great, but if you ran them together, it would be like half an episode of AEW All Access because it has all these like little sit down real world style interviews where like they actually like, who can we get to put over Jungle Boy? I know, let's have an interview with Christian who will talk about how great Jungle Boy, and he did it fully in character, but like begrudgingly, this guy's absolutely going to be a champion one day, but only because he faced the adversity that I put him through. But like, that was good. Jericho talking about Sammy Guevara, talking him up was really nice. All of this, Ty talking about Sammy. But if you watch AEW All Access, which I've been roped into doing, if you watch that, they present Sammy Guevara as the biggest babyface backstage that they have. Everyone loves booing me. I don't know why. I'm just such a nice guy. And he, like, the way he's presented, so humble, so grateful for this position that he's in, wanted to do this since he was 11 years old, all this kind of stuff. And that's the tenor of the AEW All Access style video package for Sammy, when the storyline of the four-way is he's a guy who was very easily duped by Max into taking a big sum of cash to take a dive if they had a one-on-one match, which is not the guy that you got in this little thing. I like that there's like a little delineation of here are who all these guys are.
Like, and
then now you're going to watch them actually fight as their characters.
And having Jericho, like, even though Jericho has been involved with Sammy for 5 years now or 4 years, however long, right, having him like personally endorse Sammy on this video, I thought was a nice touch as well, because we know that he's endorsed him in his own way, but still. Backstage, Chris Jericho is confronted by Roderick Strong, FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, reported that this was actually filmed last week. It makes sense to set this up, but Chris Jericho has set up a situation where Adam Cole cannot be in the venue with him, which is a good way to extend this feud without having that contact. And honestly, based on the behavior that we've seen of Jericho's this past week, I would completely buy that he would do this if a guy charged him like that. So I thought all this worked out.
I thought this is great. And then Roderick coming up being like, hey, you know who's not banned from the arenas that you're in? Me. Let's do a match again next week. You and me. Falls count anywhere. Oh, and I also hired a lawyer, and he wrote up this contract that says JAS isn't allowed to be in the building either. And so it's a falls count anywhere match, which I am now fully like worked myself into a shoot that it'll spill out of the ring, through the arena, through the backstage area, and out into the parking lot, which is technically not still in the arena, so Adam Cole can come out and attack Chris Jericho. I feel like that's the whole reason for the stipulation, and I'm totally on board with it.
Did you see that unbelievable highlight video of Roderick Strong that somebody put together and Stokely tweeted?
Yes.
Set to My Neck, My Back by mm-hmm. Kia.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Okay.
I did. No, because Stokely tweeted it out with the caption, "You will never guess what the soundtrack is to this video."
I clicked
on it. And he was right. I did not guess it.
I thought that he was being sarcastic and it would be mm-hmm. like, "Let the bodies hit the floor," something like that. No, mm-hmm. no, it was not.
No. Ah,
man. Doctor says my favorite part besides the cage match was Wrestle Return for audience with TK bit. Kind of wish they had a few more people turn up. I love that these people went into Tony Khan's office, and Tony Khan is so like just vaguely a character on this show. He is like, he is not imposing on this show. He just shows up and says, "Got some announcements," and they say Tony Khan made this match, and that's it.
Yeah.
I like that. We got Mark saying, "Sean, serious question." Says, with Collision launching and all the talk about new TV deals and possible pay-per-view moves to streaming like Max, do you have any idea what that might mean for Fight internationally? It's the only way I can watch AEW and there is no Max. That would just be domestically here in the States or wherever they came to agreements with. That doesn't affect other deals in that sense. Wyatt says, what do you think about Double or Nothing in Atlanta going forward? Big ex-WCW crowd here they could pull from. Also, Atlanta being a big travel hub. Sure, anywhere but Vegas.
Yeah.
Seattle, do it there. Mm-hmm. Salt Lake City, do it there. Just anywhere but Vegas at this point. I would love for them to hit some new markets. I don't give a damn. I mean, where? Sheboygan? Let's go. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for it. Hell yeah. Jambeard says, Christian did it in a way to put himself over by saying he was the one to see the full potential in Jungle Boy when no one else did. Yes, that was very cool. And we did have a Christian promo tonight where he's like, your dad's not famous, so I don't give a damn about him. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to waste my breath. But Arn Anderson is your new father figure. But meanwhile, he's barely a father figure to his own kid who is on this roster right now. Although nobody who watches this show would even know that he was on the roster.
Also true.
Oh, I loved this. He talked about, by the way, he leads the league in turtlenecks worn. Incredible stat.
Fantastic.
Alex says Christian and his turtlenecks always draw heat. They do. They do. And Christian's been a top guy since about 2004-ish. Mm-hmm. You could really see that he was a top guy there. This not only sets up a match with Wardlow, he can wrestle Brock Anderson in the near future. And that makes a whole heck of a lot of sense, Alex.
Absolutely.
I thought this was great.
Yeah. And during that match, Luchasaurus will put Brian Pillman Jr. through a table.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. This was a lot of fun. Christian getting Edge is better chance throughout this whole thing, which is just disrespectful and also wrong. Christian, like last year on your own, I thought this was a lot of fun. Super heat magnet. No pumped in booze for this guy. The people in Detroit are not fans of one Christian Cage. I thought this was amazing.
This was so much fun. I mean, Christian is, he's got that heat going. G-Bro says, RIP Christian Cage, 1973, to that promo. Oh, I loved it. We have the Outcast challenging Baker, Sheeta, and Hayter. Well, this makes sense. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Let's do this match. It's just a common sense thing.
Yeah, it's one of those things of, okay, so we're getting a six woman next week. I'm assuming we're not going to get a five on five unless they maybe eventually do it in the double cage arena. It's one of those things of there is every possible permutation of these two women versus these two women, this woman versus this woman, and this woman again, but during versus a different woman. They'll just do that forever and ever until they eventually figure out a way to blow off this thing. So Cool.
We had people asking about what Max meant for AEW pay-per-views and talking about Fight. In this segment, we saw women from Japan, the States, the UK. Well, guess what? When you got NordVPN.com/Fightful, it doesn't matter where you are. You can be wherever you want to be virtually with just one click, thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful. Get a great deal. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee. And whether you're in Japan or the UK or the States, or you want to make your computer look like you're there, or your phone or your desktop or your router or your smart TV, any of that, we got you covered with NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can subscribe to Fight internationally. You can get that old WWE Network interface. You can protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, hotel, airport, even at the venue with NordVPN.com/Fightful. I always put over how much it saves me on UFC pay-per-views. This weekend, I had to cover WWE while the UFC pay-per-view is on. And usually I'd be like, man, spending 80 bones on a show that I can't watch till later. That wasn't the case. I spent $15 on that UFC pay-per-view thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful. And as a result, didn't hurt that much to watch that Aljamain Sterling victory a little bit later. They also have 24/7 customer support. So if you need help navigating it, figuring out what you can use, how you can use it, or how to maximize the features, they got you covered right there. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Go check out what the whole internet is talking about. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Truly one of my favorite sponsors. Them, I would say I don't use a sponsor more than NordVPN.com or Helix. Those two are daily uses for me.
Yeah.
Jake Neal says, Double or Nothing Pittsburgh, you know it would be amazing too. I mean, listen, I can hate Pittsburgh sports all that I want, but I think objectively, Double or Nothing in Pittsburgh would be really, really good. Because they've got an established base there, and they've got a couple of localized stars there as well.
Yeah.
And one of the things I think that WWE has done so smart, every one of their shows so far, the pay-per-views this year, have either been big stadium shows, international shows, or localized shows with Bad Bunny in Puerto Rico, Sami Zayn in Montreal. WWE has been very, very smart about this and not just anchoring it to one place. Who are they getting behind in Vegas? I don't know. Moxley lived there for a little bit, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
August 3 says MJF versus Miro at All In. Do it, TK. I mean, I do think that Miro is there. I think that you're going to see, as reported on FightfulSelect.com, a lot of these names pop up. And all of a sudden, you're like, really? Them? 2 more hours? Well, yeah, they've got a bloated roster. And a lot of these people, Miro, Andrade, Thunder Rosa, Scorpio Sky, where they been?
Yeah.
Where they been? Everybody's saying, why haven't House of Black been on TV? Guess what? They're about to be on TV.
Yep.
Tom LaValle says, could Thunder Rosa fit in with the Outcasts? I want to see her like begrudgingly help Britt Baker. I want to see that. I mean, they've dedicated an entire goddamn reality show to Britt Baker hating Thunder Rosa. So I would like to see that sort of begrudging thing played up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, as long as it's not, can they coexist?
Yes.
You know, the all the time, then I'm down with it.
I would very much like it to be they don't really want to coexist at all. Right. They don't like each other. This is for the better good. Because usually the can they coexist is for like a 1 week match with somebody. This is a little bit bigger than that.
Yes, it is.
FTR promo. I love that they asked the crowd, do you guys want us to wrestle these two? And they went, no.
No, no, and we'd rather you didn't.
And only when Mark Briscoe said, I'm going to ref it, then they were like, yeah, okay. This is all right. We can deal with that. If you throw his batshit crazy ass into this, all right. But FTR accused Dax and or accused Jarrett of and Lethal of using Mark Briscoe. Mm-hmm. Some of the, I think it's White Lightning, gets spit into Dax's eye. And who among us hasn't accidentally pile driven a friend when blinded by alcohol, Alex?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, honestly, let he who has not accidentally pile driven a friend with alcohol having been spit in his eye cast the first stone, because I don't think there's any of us who that hasn't happened to. I don't like any of this. It just feels like they immediately manufactured, oh, well, Mark Briscoe doesn't like, Dax Harwood now. Like, okay, fine.
He can watch the show.
When they asked the crowd, do you think we should accept the challenge? And the crowd immediately goes, no, we don't want to see you wrestle them.
Yes.
We would like very much to see you wrestle somebody else at the pay-per-view. I think at that point you go, okay, well, let's call it a night, guys. Because that's that. The crowd just said no. The crowd said no, we don't want to see it.
So yes.
At that point, just move on. We just move on. You know?
I think that would be the best course of action. The thing that I did like is that Mark Briscoe is reffing this match, because
that will change a lot of things, and it'll be a lot of fun. He will inject a lot of great stuff into that whole thing. It'll be much.
Can't believe WWE did not try to sign the Briscoes. They are sports entertainment personified.
Oh my god!
Jake Sauerzar says bree woo bree woo bree woo bree. There's never too much Jeff Jarrett. No such thing.
Yeah.
Alex Fitzgerald says, with the addition of Collision, do you see AEW adding a couple more pay-per-views? So last year they added Forbidden Door. They went from the 4 pay-per-view method to 5, and this year they've added All In. Now granted, All In and All Out are right next to each other. I believe there was a super chat about that as well, by the way. Luis, if you missed it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think that there was about whether or not All In or All Out is still scheduled for Chicago. It is, to the best of my knowledge, but I think they should have 6 or 8. If they're on max, they should probably have closer to 10 or 12. And guess what I would do? Get rid of Battle of the Belts. Nobody cares about Battle of the Belts.
Not with the way it's being presented. Certainly not. Like, it just doesn't, it feels like that nobody is happy with it. Like, Tony Khan's not happy with it. There's not like they're pulling in great numbers for TNT or TBS. So it's just,
I like the idea of rankings and win-loss records, because the other company was giving people title shots off of like 3 straight losses. And I just wanted some sort of like, come on, like, can we just get some people off of wins? They stopped doing that under the Triple H era for a while. Now you got Natalya popping up and hasn't won a singles match on Raw or SmackDown in like a year or two. Mm-hmm. But that was one of the benefits of it. And AEW instead moved away from the rankings and all that stuff. Rampage is going to continue. Rampage is going to be that B show. Dark and Elevation are gone. You got ROH for that now. You can do all that on ROH and everybody's going to be just fine with it. I think that you need to get rid of Battle of the Belts, streamline this. You're going to have more pay-per-views. You're going to have a better show on the weekends. Yeah. Esperanza says, Will gets hired in the next week is the best Dynamite of the year so far. Ain't no coincidence. And Jambeard says, just remember in AEW, Jeff always tries to bully the refs. Even Aubrey won't be able to do that to Mark. I hope they play that up. I really hope they play that up. Julia Hart defeated Anna Jay. Bree Richmond says Julia looked like she was in a lot of pain. Any idea if she's injured or the severity of it? I will find out soon. One of the things I like about watching Anna Jay work, and it can play out in positive and negative ways. I would notice this with Cliff Compton a lot. They have so much fun that sometimes it shows through on their face when they should be serious. Like, sometimes you can tell that she's just like, fuck yeah, I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I love that shines through sometimes. And like I mentioned about Cliff Compton, sometimes he'd be doing a spot where he runs into the stairs and you'd see him smiling and he's like, I'm wrestling right now. Like, sometimes you see that with Anna Jay as well.
Yeah.
And that happened here. She was given a prime opportunity in this match. Jordan Cooper says Julia Hart's going to be a top female act in AEW at some point. Her character presentation, ring style, and mannerisms are so cohesive and well executed. Well, I think it is important to note that Anna Jay is still, like, I think she's 75, 80 matches into her career.
Right.
Julia Hart is about 60 to 65 in. Mm-hmm. Like, And I would say probably about 60, 70% of their matches, Alex, are dark and elevation matches that go about 3 or 4 minutes. So yeah. them getting this shot on TV, they have worked together before on TV. They worked Rampage last month and went about the same distance. This is, you know, not uncharted territory for them, but it is certainly newish territory for them.
Yeah. Well, NJ's done a couple of these hardcore things. That's the first for Julia Hart, as far as I'm aware. I will say Julia has she's a prodigy with how young she is and how where she is already. She does stuff that it's almost impossible to teach. You can't teach being 7 feet tall. And also you can't teach the absolute full commitment 100% of the time to this kind of bit. Like you either got that or you don't. And she's got it. Like her facial expressions, the way that she just uses her eyes to communicate so much. She's really, really great. The presentation of her is amazing. Her singles entrance and her entrance theme, that like, oh, I'm part of the House of Black, I'll do theirs. Her own personal entrance theme goes so hard. It's great. And the way that she is all presented, it's amazing. I don't know if it may be her also being amazing at selling, but there was a very specific spot with her, the gory bomb onto the chairs, that looked like she landed on a wrong part of a chair on her hip, and was really selling it for the
Superplex
rest of the match.
Superplex missed the chairs as well. So, I mean, there were definitely some screws that could have been tightened up there. But Jambeard says, not going to lie, this version of Julia might be able to take the title away from Jade. I love, and Jordan said, talked about her being a top female act at some point. Dream Ninja saying, I love what Anna Jay and Julia Hart have done so far in their young careers. Very bright futures. And I enjoy the work they clearly put in. I will say this about AEW and about Julia and Anna. It is great to hear people speak about them in this vein.
Yes.
And for every Parker or Trench that AEW shoots and misses by a mile on.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy, there has been Jade Cargill and Anna Jay and Julia Hart on the women's end of things that are working out awfully well. On the men's side of things, they haven't necessarily... Satnam Singh, I think for his role has been, you know, he's worked for them, but on the women's side of things, boy, they're starting to progress pretty damn well.
Yeah.
Had the Jay White promo. How'd you feel about this one, Alex?
I mean, I'm really excited for Ricky Starks to be getting this program. And I'm excited for Jay White to have his first program as a member of AEW with Ricky Starks. This feels like a perfect thing. What I need for them to do is figure out a way for both of these guys to come out looking good. I don't want one of them to have to step on the other one moving up, and that guy has to fall back down the card and look. Figure out a way for both of these dudes to have like an absolute banger where both guys come out looking like $1 million, and you've done your work, you know?
Speaking of bangers, where people ended up looking like $1 million, Orange Cassidy defeated Daniel Garcia. This Orange Cassidy reign has been awesome. I've compared it to the RVD TV title reign. I mean, I don't think that we're going to get to a spot like with RVD where people say it's as big as the world title and he's the biggest star. But goddamn, he's workhorse in it. And Daniel Garcia is so good. And he is going to be so good for so long. And I love it, Alex, because there are people who either don't watch the show, are willingly ignorant, didn't watch Daniel Garcia before AEW. And, you know, they'll say the doesn't have personality thing just because he came from the indies. Yep. At no point have I ever watched Daniel Garcia even before this and thought he didn't have personality. He's got such a wealth of personality.
Yeah.
He is in his persona translates to social media as well, especially the current generation of social media. He is a brilliant guy from a sports entertainment perspective, from a pro wrestling perspective, and he's across the ring from another guy who is that. Like, they have so much more in common than a lot of people will ever, ever imagine, and it has been just wonderful for both of them. Orange Cassidy gets the win here with a good pin, and you know I am an absolute geek about good pins winning against good wrestlers. I love it. I love it, buddy. And that's what happened here.
This was great. And it was one of those things that because Orange Cassidy doesn't seem to ever have programs for this title. He just has matches, and they're all great matches, and he's won like 21 in a row. It does feel to me like this is the kind of title that might just, on a random Dynamite, out of nowhere, in an amazing match, just he gets caught.
Yeah.
You know, and he loses. And so I was watching this. They might just do it. They might just, out of the blue, put a title on Daniel Garcia, and maybe he's like a transitional guy or something. But like, they might do that because Garcia expertly worked all the right limbs, had amazing counters for all of Orange's best moves, also had injured his arm so much that he could never reach around and hook the head for the beach break, which makes it not as impactful a move that he can kick out from. Like, Danny Garcia had done all of his homework, had done it, and what it took was a horribly gassed, injured Orange Cassidy to somehow dig down deep and get one last pinning combination. And I think if Daniel Garcia had kicked out of that, there's no way Orange had anything left. And that's an awesome story to tell because, again, that's a great way to make both guys look good. Somehow Orange Cassidy withstands all of that. But who's the guy who engineered all of that he had to withstand? Daniel Garcia. Both guys came out of this looking fantastic. That's a really, really good thing to do with both dudes.
Love the great, and Taffa Cake says the international champion is representing international fans. It is late and we are tired. I love that. I love that. But I mean, like, he defended this title last month at Collision against Gabriel Kidd. He's defended it against Bandido and Dralistico. He defended it against Buddy Matthews, Bandido, like all kinds of people from all over the globe. And I think that's great. Arduit says the show humped. Holy moly. I named specific matches, but it was all of them, especially OC Garcia. Don Callis is a piece of carny. You know what? We got Kyle Fletcher of Aussie Open attacking Orange Cassidy. I think we had Vicky in the chat asking a little bit more about Kyle Fletcher. He's one half of one of the best tag teams in the world, Aussie Open, and he's coming for the title. I say hell yeah.
Yeah.
Let's let him show the same type of thing that Dax got to show last year in this situation. He ain't winning this title, but he's a hell of a good wrestler. And I can't believe that they're still out there and available. I'm working on a story for them on Fightful Select, but man, just incredible.
Yeah, I like the way they handled this. And I love just Orange Cassidy being the new Jon Moxley, in that this guy needs a vacation. Like, just this whole thing of like so many matches. He is 100% the workhorse right now. And I love at the end of the little thing with Renee, he's just, I'm so tired, Renee. Like, he's just like, that was a really long match, and I'm just very tired. I want to go to bed. Like, it's great. I love that now, oh crap. Like, the way that it works is that if you're feuding with somebody, you usually only have that guy and maybe their three stooges to worry about. If you're just like facing anybody who shows up and knocks you out backstage, then head on a swivel, OC. Head on a swivel, because that could come from anywhere. I think this is really cool for him.
Albert says, whatever happened to Abaddon? Is she still signed? She is still signed, to the best of my knowledge. Oscar says, do you think AEW is gaining momentum? Once again, I can't help but to feel excited about what's to come. Feels like post All Out 2021. Well, this week it certainly felt like pro wrestling is gaining momentum, because that that Backlash show was just a ball to watch. But AEW selling the amount of tickets that they're selling. They're about to announce another major show. Who the hell knows what the viewership's going to be like at prime time on a Saturday night? Like, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
You know, people are good. There's going to be people that say that AEW is going to take over the world in a few days. Then when the viewership drops, they're going to be like, LOL. Come on. Ultimately, they're about to get paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money. I think that they are gaining momentum. And I'll say this again. Especially All In, All Out week.
Yeah.
I would throw every goddamn thing at the wall. Throw every casino battle royal, casino ladder match, blood and guts.
Everything.
This title, that title, this top contender, that top contender. I mean all the shows. You show the wrestling world that All In, Dynamite, even Rampage, Collision, and All Out that week is something that you cannot miss. And you tell everybody on your roster, listen, if you're on Dynamite, if you're on Rampage, if you're on Collision this week, you are a part of something bigger right now, because this that's the week they got to show people that they got to be put on notice.
Yeah.
Oh, we got Trios Championship, House of Black, Bandido, Trent, and Chucky. This is a fun match. The lights are brought down, though, Alex.
Yeah.
It's the spooky tradition in pro wrestling. Turn those lights off.
I like that this is just like, this is, they all, and during the entire match, they had the House of Black spooky Tron going as well. Like, that was, I gotta love a spooky Tron. I also thought it was fun to have it be, you know, best amigos in the first match and have none of them know that they were supposed to pick a rule to enforce. Like, none of them figured this out in the week prior. And if it, like, Chucky's like, well, hey, that spooky chick who was just out there, she gives me the heebie-jeebies. She's banned from ringside. No witches allowed at ringside.
I love it.
And that was their rule they came up with. Eventually, I hope, that will not be treated like a joke by everybody that, that faces them. And they'll be really interesting, rules adopted by the challengers. But I love that. Bandido got to the ropes and the ref was like, nah, that's not, there are no rope breaks in this match. And Bandido was like, somebody needs to tell me things in Spanish more often. Like, he was very concerned about this. He did not know. I think this is a really cool thing to give as champions their own, like, basically their own signature match that they wrestle. This is a really cool thing to do for House of Black. I hope they keep the titles for several months doing this very regularly. This is going to be a lot of fun.
I loved Raven's Rules back in the day, which was just a hardcore match. But, oh, man, I like that. I think that these three guys also stand to be one of the biggest beneficiaries of Collision by far.
Even if they're not on it, even if they're on Dynamite. Just the rosters, like, fitting out a little bit, allows them to not be a logjam. They'll be big stars on whichever one they end up on.
Anime Otaku says, Abaddon had a broken collarbone, indie date soon. Well, yeah, I mean, she's still signed, though.
Right.
She is still there. Oh, man. You know what? I would simply make the special rule be, you can't defeat us.
That's good. Yeah,
I think that would let me rest easy at night. But I'll tell you what lets me rest even easier, Alex.
Oh, what's that?
HelixSleep.com/Fightful. A few years ago, I was getting terrible sleep on a slab of memory foam. HelixSleep.com/Fightful changed that. Now, I was shopping for a mattress during the pandemic, and I did not want to go to a mattress store where everybody had been rolling around on that mattress. But I was like, how on earth do I find one online that will meet my needs? I found Helix Sleep. Then I went to HelixSleep.com. I took their online quiz. I was matched up to the Dusk Lux model. And I hit them up after I got it. I said, I would love to do work with you guys. And they said, heck yeah, let's get some people to sleep. And I said, all right then. Before this, I was just a back sleeper. I could not sleep on my side. The bed that I had wasn't right for me. Now, not only am I able to sleep on my back, I'm able to sleep on my side. It's a more versatile night's sleep, and their pillows have absolutely changed the way that I sleep. Right now, you get 20% off any purchase when you use the code FIGHTFUL at helixsleep.com/FIGHTFUL, and each mattress order comes with two free dream pillows. You guys have got to check this out. Invest in your sleep. I'm in this thing, ideally, one-third of my life. That's why I mentioned earlier, it's the sponsor I probably use the most, because I'm in the bed ideally 8 hours a night. That's, you know, barring any additional rest or whatever, but Helix Sleep has changed the way that I sleep. It's helped out so much, and I know it can help you guys out too. I love hearing from people that have checked out helixsleep.com/fightful. They have so many different mattress opportunities and mattress options for you guys. They have ones for plus size sleepers, ones that align your spine. They've got 30,000 plus 5-star reviews, a 10 to 15 year warranty. And you've got a 100-night sleep trial to test out your mattress. They've got great financing options. So if you look at it and you say, oh, I don't know. I don't know if it fits for me. They're going to make it fit for you. Their financing makes it available for almost everyone. Check this out. helixsleep.com/fightful. Love my Helix. Not only that, I use their sister brand, Allform. I legitimately bought two couches for my house when I moved in last year. I love those too, but we are a Helix family. I got one. I ordered one for my mom last year too as a Mother's Day gift. So look at that. Great gift ideas as well. HelixSleep.com/Fightful. Anthony says, what happens to Collision if they need to do a pay-per-view on Saturday? That remains to be seen.
Right.
But if it's WBD, they could simply just be like, we're running a pay-per-view tonight.
Right.
We'll adjust.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's the case. I would love for them to keep doing Saturday pay-per-views. I don't want Sunday pay-per-views.
No, I never like Sunday pay-per-views.
I got Bengals games to watch. Kylie corrects us on Abaddon's pronouns. They, them. Thank you for correcting us on that. Jam Beard says, can't wait for a team to either ask for a tornado tag rule or 2 out of 3 falls or Iron Man trios. Mm. I would love that.
Yeah, that would be great.
Hey, what else I love? This cage match. You know what? I'm going to put over Will Washington for his promotion of this match on Twitter this past week. He was reminding people about the history of these two guys. And I thought he did just a fantastic job in doing that, because one of the things that set the tone for Dynamite in that first episode was the DDT through the glass table. In an environment that we didn't usually see in wrestling. Right. It looked different. It felt different. We don't see people going through glass tables a lot.
No.
And that's what we saw here. And then we got this steel cage match to reinvigorate an old feud that had already sort of been reinvigorated, but in a team method. And this is them saying, you know what? We went to the well with this and it worked out really good. And these are the two top singles guys maybe in our company's history. And they went and had a badass cage match.
Yeah.
They had an incredible spot where Kenny Omega V-triggered through the cage and got crotched. Then they ripped the top rope off. This was outstanding. Before we get to the finish, this was just a phenomenal match, Alex.
The V-trigger, it was beautifully set up. Also, it's one of those things of like, I routinely am watching several minutes behind every time I do one of these things. So during the picture in picture commercials, sometimes I have no choice but to just fast forward until the commercial break is over and then, you know, push play. And so we go to a picture in picture commercial. I'm fast forwarding, hit play, and they immediately come back from the commercial with the turnbuckle having been taken off the top. And the turnbuckle hook inside Kenny Omega's mouth. And this escalated quickly. This was not a thing that was happening before we went to commercial break. So them taking that down allowed for that spot, which was great, but it was necessary for that side of the ropes to not be there so that you could do the V trigger through the chain link to the outside so that the finish could happen with somebody coming through that opening. But I loved how they figured out, okay, we need this to happen for the finish of the match. So this person has to get inside. How does that person get inside? Oh, let's do a spot where we have Kenny Omega V trigger him through the side of the cage. But how do we do that? Ah, let's have John Moxley take the top turnbuckle off and use it as a weapon during the match. I love that they're thinking that way while putting their match together. I think that's so smart. But I'd be lying if I didn't think that Kenny Omega had torn everything in his right leg when he did that spot, because the way that his entire, how fast he gets moving when he does one of those things, the momentum his body was going at, and then just get stopped by like his, the groin muscle and all the tendons in his knee are stuck between the chain link fence and the wrestling ring. I'm still shocked that he was able to stand up and walk around for the rest of that match, put him on his shoulders and hit the one-winged angel. That was a scary spot, but I'm very happy. It seemed to be okay.
Irene says, if Dynamite is BCC versus the Elite show, do you move MJF to Collision as the main antagonist to Punk, who are the number two heel and face on Collision? Fightful Select reported, it doesn't look like it's going to be a hard brand split or anything like that. Like there, it's... From what I understand, it's supposed to resemble more like Raw and SmackDown were like 99, 2000, 2001 type of thing, where SmackDown was an absolute blast of a show to watch. You would see Edge and Christian against Undertaker and Kane for the tag team titles, or The Rock versus Triple H for the world title. I don't think it's necessarily as hard and fast as that brand split. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's not what I've heard so far. Jambeard says Mox winning the cage match puts Mox versus Omega at 2-2, including the lights out match. This is going to be a 7-year best of 7 series. It's a good idea to do that too, assuming that Omega resigns. Gaming from Canada says the show was great tonight. Loved the violence with Mox. Omega was concerned that Kenny injured his leg though with the V trigger through the cage. You ain't alone, my friend, but that didn't stop that carny fuck. Don Callis.
That piece of trash.
Listen, Kenny should have just watched ECW on TNN. Yeah. Like, I just watched it, and you knew this was coming. We knew it was coming. Don Callis feigns helping Kenny Omega, then stabs him in the head with a screwdriver. Don Callis helps Moxley get the win. Jake says, why would you do this, Will? Why, Don? This was all Will Washington's doing. Boo this man. And Dixon said, with that main event swerve for the first time in 2 weeks, I can say, F you, Will Washington. This smells like your booking.
I really liked how this was handled. It was Don getting in the ring, disarming John Moxley of the screwdriver, and then immediately, being scared of Moxley falling down, allowing for the one-winged angel to happen, and then the turn during the pinfall, hitting Omega with it. And Bryan Danielson on commentary, utterly astounded by what he was seeing, was not in on it, had no clue it was happening, and delighted, absolutely delighted to see what was unfolding in front of him. I thought that's interesting. As we said, technically, he bled with the BCC.
Yeah.
So this is part of it. This is part of it. I also kind of thought they were going to do a thing where Takeshita came down and then showed his true colors as well at the end of the whole thing. But I guess they're saving that for next week.
Brent Lotwin says, winter came for Omega. I sense a will. And Valov says, that damn dingo Callis. Jelly Canuck says, Oilers trying to tie, Leafs win. And in AEW main event, we learned to never trust a Winnipegger. It's a normal day in Canada. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell anybody to not spoil me for the Leafs game, because usually if I do that, some asshole will then spoil me.
Right.
I'm glad the Leafs won. I'm going to watch that after this. Elite Biscuit says, hardcore matches usually aren't for me, but that main event was masterful. How could Will Washington let Don do this to us? Mm-hmm. Alex, any more thoughts on Don Callis joining BCC?
I think that might be where it ends. But I want to stress, I don't think he was like, I'm going to do this to join the BCC because I like the cut of their jib. I think he just hates Kenny Omega for some reason. I think he blames him somehow because he was turning to the crowd and pointing to his forehead scar. Like it was like Kenny's fault that happened or something. And I think that it may wind up that the best way to screw over Kenny Omega, whom he hates, is to align himself with BCC. And that's how this works out. But I don't think it was like one of those things of like, I will show my loyalty to the BCC by doing this. I think there's a difference there.
Guys, I want to encourage you guys, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. We got my Q&A coming this week. The list goes on today. In addition to wrestling news, we've got Sour Graps at least twice a week. You got the Weekender with Steven Jensen. So if a lot of you say, oh, why don't you cover this, this, or this? Steven Jensen does. If you say, hey, I want more Japanese wrestling coverage, Scott Edwards has you covered over there with Select Style Podcast. We have the list goes on post-show every single week. I've got my Q&A every single week. We've got Coexisting with Rob and Maggie After Dark every single week. So you're getting at least seven shows. Oh, yeah, the Backstage Report Podcast. I recap the entire last week of Scoops over there as well. So we've usually got about 8-9 podcasts a week over on FightfulSelect.com. About 40 a month. So that's all for $5 a month. The most affordable exclusive wrestling service you got. And that's the most direct way to support us. Jambeard says, can't wait for the Leafs to lose the next game so all of Canada can laugh at the Maple Leafs, the biggest chokers in sports. Thank you very much for this, this super chat that translates to about 12 cents American. Thank you so much for that. It means so much. Please leave a thumbs up on this video, by the way, guys. Figure four, Nurse Lock says, is it me or did Don whisper into Kenny's ear, this doesn't mean anything? I need to go back and watch that. I don't know.
I was trying to watch to read lips, but I'm not really good at reading lips.
I still got to, you know, I got to rewatch that. I was on a time crunch there. We've got Mr. Acosta saying, got to say, felt like maybe they were doing too much in that main event. Maybe it's me being older now. Still good, but felt like a bit much at times. To me, you want to get something like this. To me, this is the biggest like blood feud going right now. Mm-hmm. The Pillars is more of a one-upsmanship type of thing. Who is better than who? This is the blood feud going on right now.
Right.
Doctor says, hear me out. This leads to Hanger and Omega reunion. And those two versus Mox, Danielson, all the matches, time limit draws to build upon. Yeah, I mean, we still don't know necessarily what Hangman's doing. Mm-hmm. And that's the most interesting aspect of all of this is, what the hell is Hangman going to do? Does he trust any of these people? Jordan says, can a House of Black opponent stip be they win with a one count and House of Black needs three? I guess we're going to find out.
I guess we'll find out.
I don't know. I mean, I think they can kind of make their own rules. I mean, you know, the genie at the start of Aladdin does say you can't wish for more wishes. So maybe that's at true. Some point they line that up. But great episode of Dynamite tonight. Looking forward to Takeshita turning against the Elite as well, as he's been recruited by Callis. I think this is how Ibushi gets in. Hell yeah, we're going to see.
Yeah, let's do it.
Elite Biscuit says, hardcore matches usually aren't for me, but that was masterful. How could Will Washington let Don do this to us? It's all his fault, man.
Yeah.
And we'll wrap up with this when Mr. Acosta says, do you think it should have gone on the pay-per-view? Oh, no. BCC versus the Elite's got to go on the pay-per-view.
Yeah, that's got to – at least that. Yeah.
Guys, until next time, join us on Fightful Select. We're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.